This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The coronavirus is changing college life as we know. It's changing it a lot. It's changing a standard precursor to college life as well. A judge here in California has ruled that the University of California cannot use either the ACT or the SAT in admissions decisions because limited access to those standardized tests puts students with disabilities at a disadvantage, a situation made worse by the pandemic. While the education testing industrial complex is a $1.1 billion industry, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports it is not without its vulnerabilities.
Last year, the UC system said standardized tests would be optional in the future. Mounting pressure around alleged cultural bias and the Varsity Blues bribery scandal led to that decision. With Tuesday's ruling, the University of California will have to drop the SAT and ACT requirement immediately. Many schools nationwide have already decided to ditch the tests.
Truly, high school GPA is by far and away the best predictor of.
Brian Troyer is Marquette University's Dean of Undergraduate Admissions. His school went test-free after finding the scores didn't really say much about how well students would go on to do in college. Now, COVID-19 is accelerating the move towards making tests optional. Many schools have at least temporarily suspended the use of tests. David Hawkins is a spokesperson for the National Association for College Admission Counseling.
You are standing at a crossroads. This COVID-19 disruption has short-circuited the extensive discussion that many colleges have about going test optional.
For years, advocates have argued that eliminating the standardized tests would help level the playing field for students who can't afford hundreds of dollars for test prep tutoring. David Gruenbaum coaches the College Bound. He's not too worried about his business, which is part of the billion-dollar test prep industry, taking a hit.
What can they use to make decisions? Junior year last year was useless, that the grades were completely worthless.
So far, COVID-19 has derailed students for two semesters, and standardized testing may not survive. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.